Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome back to Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing and the Old Miss Spirit. I'm here with tight end Kaden Prescott. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. So, let's just start from the beginning. Like, where are you from? And tell me about just high school.
So I'm from Lake Orion, Michigan. It's about 45 minutes from Detroit. It's kind of like, it's kind of where, like, the Pistons used to play Auburn Hills. So it's kind of like 5 minutes away from Auburn, like, the Palace of Auburn Hills. So I went to Orchard Lake St. Mary's, like a Catholic school, all boys school. And I played basketball, golf, and football in high school.
You played golf in high school?
Yes,
too.
I did. I did my freshman year. So then I just stuck with basketball and football. And then I was a quarterback in high school. So I was big on the AAU circuit, like the 7-on-7 stuff in high school. And I played quarterback. And
what was the ball like up there?
Our high school was pretty good. We won the state championship my junior year. We had probably like 8 to 10 Division I players.
Wow.
So it was pretty legit.
So obviously you were just playing quarterback strictly in high school. What went into the decision to go to Memphis? What was the recruitment process?
So out of high school, I didn't really have anything. And my best friend is Harold Nash. And his dad is the head strength. His dad was the head strength coach of the Lions at the time. And so he said he was going to Fork Union Military Academy out of high school, which is a fifth-year post-grad. And it's like a fifth-year high school, basically. You get another year of high school. Mm. So I decided to go there with him and me and him room together. And I was quarterback there the whole time. I'm pretty good. I had some FCS offers. I had a couple FCS offers in high school, D2, basketball and football. I was deciding whether I was going to do that. But I went to Fork Union, and I broke my foot eighth game. I didn't really have anything. Just didn't really have anything. I was maybe going to play basketball there too. The basketball coach saw me. I was maybe going to do that. But then he said he was walking on to Memphis. So I was like, I don't really have anything. His dad showed him and his dad showed him my FUMA film. Mm-hmm. So they ended up giving me a walk-on spot. And I was going to, he early enrolled after the 2018 year. He early enrolled that winter. And then I was going to, but I had a broken foot, so I decided to just rest.
So they gave you the walk-on spot at quarterback, though?
Either or.
So what went into, like, when did you, who approached you and was like, maybe try tight end? Like, obviously, looking at your size and your frame, I don't know how big you were then, but.
Yeah, it was just, like, kind of a deal. Like, you can play quarterback or tight end. I was like, I'll do whatever. I really just want to play football.
Just off the rip, they was asking that.
Yeah, I just want to play football. I'm tired of all this recruiting and all this, all the stuff. So I was like,
what was the prep year like? I feel like I know so many guys that went to prep school and just got the craziest stories about it's kind of like limbo and you just kind of can do whatever but you can't do whatever.
Yeah, it was like a military one. Yeah. So like the year after Juice Wells went there, so like he's been the same one I went to, so he knows all about it. It's pretty crazy. Like, it's like you get up at early in the morning, you gotta have all the stuff on, and you gotta march to lunch the flag. Like, you gotta make sure your hair's not long. You gotta do all that stuff. So it's actually pretty challenging.
Yeah, my brother went to a military high school, like middle school, high school, for a few years, and we had to go and watch them do their little deal and march around campus and march on the football field and stuff like that. So that, yeah, he won a big fan.
Yeah, that's what we had to do. It was tough, but it definitely like helped me mentally. Like, feel like I can get through anything.
You step on campus at Memphis. What are you taking your first snaps at?
So I, when I first got there, so I was supposed to early, like I said, I was supposed to early enroll by January. Then I tried to come back the summer. They're like, you know how if rosters are too full. So I didn't come fifth game during the season.
That's when you stepped on campus?
That was, well, I stepped on campus. So I was in school, like I was in school that in that August. And I didn't first like be on the team till fifth game during the season. So like how some of them walk, like how people walk on our team, it was fifth game during the season. My freshman year, that's when I got.
Is there a reason like behind that?
I don't know.
They didn't ask you to come out.
I don't know. I don't know the reason behind it. So then when I first got there, it was Navy week. I remember it was Navy week, and like Navy doesn't have tight ends, so like the tight ends play O line that week. So my first practice, I was scout team O lineman.
Wow. But so it was like it was never once you got there, it was never any idea they had of you playing quarterback, really.
No, not really. Straight tight end.
That's how they do, man. That's how they do. Breakout year. Walk me through becoming good, the transition between you learning the position and becoming more physical and working on your hands, stuff like that.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest thing. It's probably like the weight, because I came in at 215.
Wow.
So that's probably the biggest thing, like, and just getting strong. Like, I probably couldn't even bench 225 when I got to college. Like, so the transition, because I just straight played basketball and I was a quarterback, so yeah. I just never really kind of worked that stuff. So when that was probably the biggest two challenge, like that and just getting comfortable playing the position more and more. I feel like I've just gotten comfortable over the years, just in the run game, physicality-wise, just getting stronger, knowing my body. And then I feel like kind of the pass game stuff, that catching stuff, just comes from playing basketball. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of that stuff kind of comes more fluid.
Yeah. You would think, like, with a guy like you, I remember when you got there, we were like, oh, this guy, you know what I mean? Like, he'll be able to catch passes and shit like that, or and stuff like that, and just do a whole bunch of stuff for us. But he also is a good blocker, you know what I mean? Like, and that's something we were missing. When I got here in the tight end room, you would think you'd been doing it for a while. God, tell me how it was just the transition to just, you know, I feel like a lot of quarterbacks try to make that jump, and that's the biggest hurdle is learning how to block. I mean, I feel like you're recognized for that these days.
For sure, yeah, definitely. I feel like it was just countless, like, repetition reps. Like, I was on a one-man sled probably every day, probably for, like every day, probably for, like, 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. One-man sled, just drilling footwork and hands and just learning how to block and get comfortable in being in the position, three-point stance, mm-hmm. and just getting reps. And I feel like that's helped me grow.
I'm sure the experience at quarterback helps, you know, option routes and finding zones and knowing where to sit. You know, tell me about just having some knowledge from playing quarterback and how that might influence your game, whereas somebody might
I feel like that's one of the biggest pieces of my game. A lot of people don't see is just knowing where people are at, like what I'm doing, and I feel like I see stuff differently because of that quarterback, like, viewing and just that pass. I feel like it's helped my game tremendously. Yeah. I feel like I'm not the fastest dude in the world, but I feel like that helps me get a step on defenders or step on D linemen, just knowing where people are at.
Right, yeah. Damn, that's awesome. You don't hear from too many guys that have successfully done that. Mm-hmm. So.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
I finally quit smoking years ago. What a breath of fresh air. However, it wasn't until recently when I discovered Zippix toothpicks that I was finally able to curb my nicotine cravings forever. And trust me, I tried everything. Vaping, dipping. Zippix toothpicks are simply a cleaner and more convenient and discreet way to get the job done, and they're available in 6 great and long-lasting flavors. They're perfect for Ole Miss football games, flights, or pretty much everywhere else smoking and vaping are banned. And Zippix toothpicks offers options with up to 3 megs of nicotine. It's finally time to give your lungs a break and start anew. Give Zippix Toothpicks a try today at ZippixToothpicks.com. You'll get 10% off at checkout if you use code TOC for Talk of Champions. That's promo code TOC at checkout for 10% off your order. Must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more and smoke less with Zippix Toothpicks, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. Ole Miss is an annual hotspot for summer fun in the sun, from days on the lake to the endless festivals and concerts in and about town. Make sure you've dressed the part with a pair of handmade quality first wear comfort boots from Tecovas. Tecovas boots come in a timeless Western style that can elevate any casual look or add a refined flair. The best way to shop for boots is at a local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Or visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Stay cool in a short-sleeve moisture-wicking pearl snap. Make your own shade with one of Tecovas' classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. Tecovas has those perfect boots waiting for your summer of style. Visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What went into the decision about just hopping into the portal, and when did you know, like, all right, yeah, I think I'm gonna go look for something else?
Yeah, it was kind of a, like, I didn't really know. I played in our bowl game at Memphis, and I was like, I don't really know. I want to play at the biggest. I want to play the best people. Honestly, That's how I feel. I want to play the best players. Like, I want to test myself, because I feel like I've always challenged myself. I love challenge myself. I'm never scared of competition or anything. So I hit the portal. I came down to Louisville and Ole Miss. I just loved everything about Ole Miss. I feel like the campus. I mean, SEC football. You play the best. You see it. It's different.
Especially you're saying Louisville was in the mix, man. That, you know, from ACC to the SEC, it's a bigger jump than I thought it was, than I thought it would ever be. You know, it feels like when you're in it, and, you know, you can attest to this being at Memphis and being around other guys that obviously got your guys, you know what I mean? Like, oh, this guy's a stud. This guy can play anywhere. And, you know, seeing what they do on Saturdays, it's like, you know, it can't be that different because I know this guy can ball. Mm-hmm. You know, then you get for here sure. And it's like the density of talent is just, it's something else.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you play the best. I feel like you play the best every week. Even their twos are like 5 stars. Like, that's it. You're just playing the best.
Yeah, I remember we played we played Kentucky the first year I got here, and we were down last drive of the game, and they had this stud freshman. This kid was like, I think he was not even 18 yet. He had already like had 230-plus yard returns or whatever. I'm like, who is this kid, bro? And then he takes a bubble like 70 yards to the 10-yard line. Like, just, I mean, the level of talent is just unbelievable. So let me hear about, you know, just starting a family and having one on the way and just, you know, what that's like, you know, balancing that type of life and football as well.
Oh yeah, it's definitely challenging, but I feel like Callie, my wife, does such a good job just being there for me, like at home, making sure everything's good, and that just helps me keep, like you said, the main thing, football. Like, this helps me keep focused on football.
What was that feeling like, man? Finding out you had a son for the first time, man.
Oh yeah, it was exciting, but it was definitely. I mean, I'm a young dad, but it was definitely a little scary at first. Yeah. But then, I've been excited. Like, ever since then, I've been. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. That's what I tell people.
It looks so fun, man. And I know there's a lot of stress that comes with it, but he's such a bright energy. And,
oh, yeah. You know, he was just you see him running around. Yeah, you
just
see.
doing his thing.
You know? Oh, yeah. He's always at the facility doing something.
It's always funny, man. Do you feel like a surprise coming for the Father's Day stuff? You feel like some stuff brewing, some stuff moving that you don't know about?
Maybe a little bit, but I feel like I don't know. I feel like the U.S. Open's on this weekend, so I really want to watch that. So sure. I like to just chill.
I couldn't imagine. Golf. I couldn't believe, you know, Father's Day getting in between a guy and golf. You know? How do they do that? Third Father's Day?
Yes. Yeah. Three. Yep. Three.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's so sweet, man. What's something? What did y'all do last year?
I don't remember. I think it might have been. I think we probably just had a nice dinner or something, not too much. I really just like eat. I mean, I like good food and just chilling. I'm one of those, I'm just laid back.
What are some of the things you like to do, man? I feel like, you know, I know you be chilling, but I see you doing this, doing that.
Yeah, I like to be, I'm really competitive. You always see, I mean, you probably see me in the building doing something competitive, either like playing pool, pickleball, or something. I got to be doing something competitive if I'm not with my family.
Man, I was seeing the pickleball, what were they calling it? They had like a little acronym, league something.
Oh, the pickleball. They're starting to like a little like league championship thing today. They're trying to do something. It's me and Dart on a team, so we'll win.
Who's real comp? Who's real comp that y'all be going against?
Coach Kiffin, he's not good, but his teammate's good. I'm not going to say his name. But
so he's getting booked back?
Yeah, he's getting booked back. He's getting carried. He thinks he's good, he thought. But Coach Weiss, Coach Weiss and Walker, they're a good team as well. But I feel like me and Dart will run the table.
Joyner out there stinking it up.
Yeah, we beat him today. We did beat him today, me and Fish.
He just can't play, man. He can't move. He ain't got the length.
The length. You do need length. I feel like length has helped me.
Man, I feel like I don't think pickleball is for me, man. It's just a little bit.
I really thought the same thing. I never touched a racket, played tennis, but just hitting a little wiffle ball, like, and it's like, when you play doubles, I feel like you don't move as much.
Yeah.
Like, if you play doubles, like, you'll see, like, I mean, if you never played, like, I never played. I started, like, a month ago, and I'm just, like, addicted to it.
That was my thing. Like, we do so much all day. I'm, like, not trying to run around.
Yeah, that's how I was.
I'm over here. Then I got switch hands. I'm all the way over here. You know what I mean? I might give it a shot, though. I don't know.
You should at least try doubles. Not singles. Singles too much running.
Definitely. Zach's always trying to get me to play. Zach and Stinson are always trying to get me to play. You know, I'd rather be on the course.
I feel that. Can't go wrong.
Being on the golf course. A lot can go wrong.
Yeah, it's true. But you're on a golf course, though.
Yeah. It's always worth it, man. I think a good day for me is like three pars and two good drives. I'm solid. That's a great day.
I know. One shot will always keep you coming back. If you get one good shot, you'll want to go back.
Yeah, man. Tomorrow I might hit two.
Yeah.
We got Daquan in the offseason through the portal, another portal guy, and I know he was dealing with some stuff when he first got here and working to get back. You know, what do you think about him as a player, and what do you think he can bring to the table for us?
Oh yeah, he's a really good player. I feel like he's had a lot of. I mean, he's played, so he's had more experience in the room. I feel like he's. I mean, he's a really good player. He's just. I mean, he's been a little banged up, but in the spring, but he's back to fully healthy. He's doing really good in workouts. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. We've been needing a 1-2 combo, get out there in some 12 personnel. And,
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah. Well, our receivers are good. We got a lot of good receivers. So.
Well, shoot, we got a lot of options, man.
I know.
A lot of options. What about the running back situation? You seeing some guys that you like?
Yeah, I like all of them that we brought in. I feel like they've played it. They add value, which is going to just help us throughout the season, because we play a lot of tough games. You need depth. Like, in the SC, you need depth.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's going to help us.
Damn, Henry got up under me at the little walkthrough the other day, man. I ended up having to get a couple stitches, man.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. But I like that, man. I can tell you run hard.
Yep.
I can tell you run hard. We ain't got no pads on or nothing. I can tell you run hard. What you think about the summer workout so far and, you know, what are some of your goals for this offseason, some of the things you're trying to focus on?
I feel like summer workouts are going really good. Mm-hmm. I feel like finally being just healthy, I feel like that kind of hurt me last year, being the season, just right before the season, having a broken foot. About just being healthy, just having this last couple months to just be healthy, get my body right. I feel like the workouts are going good. I feel like our team's coming together real well.
Yeah. Well, the time is coming. You know what I mean? It's the countdown's on, and I'm excited. I know the Rebs are excited, man. So yeah, let's get out there and do it.
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.